here in the mountains, ready for the moment to strike. Then, in the days of confusion and grief following the king's death, when the barons travelled to Castle Araluen for the funeral rites, leaving their armies leaderless, he had attacked, overrunning the southeastern quarter of the kingdom in a matter of days, routing the confused, leaderless forces that tried to oppose him. Duncan, young and inexperienced, could never have stood against him. The kingdom was his for the taking. The throne was his for the asking. Then Lord Northolt, the old king's supreme army commander, had rallied some of the younger barons into a loyal confederation, giving strength to Duncan's resolve and stiffening the wavering courage of the others. The armies had met at Hackham Heath, close by the Slipsunder River, and the battle swayed in the balance for 5 hours, with attack and counter-attack and massive loss of life. The Slipsunder was a shallow river, but its treacherous reaches of quicksand and soft mud had formed an impassable barrier, protecting Morgarrett's right flank. But then, one of those grey-cloaked meddlers known as rangers led a force of heavy cavalry across a secret ford 10 kilometres upstream. The armoured horsemen appeared at the crucial moment of the battle and fell upon the rear of Morgarrett's army. The Wargulls, trained in the tumbled rocks of the mountains, had one weakness.